Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
What a bloody shower, Colin. Pathetic. Get on your bloody feet, man.
Come on, the lads.
Oh, my God. Hack him down. Hack him down.
Hey, boss. He's one of ours.
I know that, Colin. I know that. That's it. Good lad. Good lad. Bring him down.
Boss, you're cheering on the opposition.
Because he's cheating, Colin. A bloody cheat. Trying to run the clock down like that.
Aye, but we're 3-1 up with 5 minutes to go. Any player would try and see out game.
Not us, Colin. I just chat about cheats. It's only since that bloody Italian took over that all this has crept in, you know.
Oh, what, boss?
All this play acting and diving, trying to get penalties. Makes my blood boil, Colin.
It's all part of the modern game, boss. Ah, Labrini knows tactics, all right.
Ah, tactics.
He's a wonderful communicator. Did you know he can speak 4 languages?
Oh, well, not bloody Yorkshire, he can't.
He's a motivator as well. He really knows how to get the best out of the lads.
Lads? Lads? Ha! More like a bunch of bloody jesses!
Well, you say what you like, Gaffer. But since our new owner took over, we've been storming up league.
Temporary new owner, Colin. Temporary. Don't you forget that.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I'm the rightful owner of Wathnell Rovers, Colin. Me. Once Buttle's Bakeries is back on its feet, I'll be buying this Malaysian outlet with business as usual.
Could be a long bloody wait.
Excuse me, Colin. Excuse me. What does a bloody youth development officer know about business, eh?
Nobody buys balm cakes anymore.
Is that right?
You said so yourself that the bakery's all but bankrupt.
May I remind you, Colin, who it was who kept you on after I fired that Scottish fella? Oh, what was his bloody name now?
It was Jock. Jock McTavish.
Aye, McTavish, that's him. And then the next manager, he wanted his own man as head coach. Do you remember that, Colin? So it was me invented your post, keep you on the payroll. Didn't I, Colin?
Aye, but the club were in desperate need of a decent youth policy.
Well, that's as may be, Colin. But in the 6 years that you've been in the job, exactly how many of the young players have actually managed to break into the first team? Eh? Eh?
Oh, well, let me see. There's Oggy. Dickie Ogden, our centre-half.
One, Colin. Exactly. A grand total of one in 6 fucking years.
Hey, full-time, boss, full-time. Come on, your Rovers. Away the Rovers. Such a buzz about the place these days. Don't you feel it, boss?
Oh, don't get me wrong, Colin. I crave success every bit as much as the next man. But it's all changing so fast. We've signed 7 new players in the last 3 months. Every one of them's fucking foreign.
Hey, we're climbing the league, though, boss. I reckon finally we'll get out of this division.
Aye, that's all well and good. But at what cost, Colin? At what cost?
It don't matter, boss. It's the Malaysian fella's money. He can spend it however he sees fit.
True, Colin, true. But don't you feel for the soul of the club?
Soul?
Aye, the history. All the blood, the sweat and tears it took to build this club up from nothing, Colin. From nothing.
Yeah, well, with these new lads, we're really going places.
But they're only here for the money, Colin. Not the club. Not one of them's here for Rovers.
They can all play, though, boss. Comfortable on the ball. They caress it, nurture it. Not like our lads.
Oh, with the exception of Dickie, of course.
Nah. Past his sell-by date. No, we'll definitely need to clear him out at the end of the season.
What? Oggy? He was our player of the season last year. He's the only local lad left.
Bloody Cartos, boss. He won't hack it in League One.
Brian!
Who the fuck's this?
Oh, the reporter, boss. The Daily Mirror.
A quick word for our readers, Brian.
Mr. Bottle to you, lad.
Great win tonight, Brian. Rovers must be in with a real shot at promotion now.
Aye. Hopefully. But there's still a long way to go. Let's not count our chickens just yet.
But this win puts you 6 points clear of third place Scunthorpe, with just 3 games to go. You've got to hand it to Lambrini, a tactical genius.
Yes, well, he's certainly proven to be a lot luckier than our last manager.
Lucky, Brian. His substitutions have been spot on, and he's made some fabulous acquisitions.
And who the bloody hell do you think it is provides all the money for these new players, eh?
Not you, Brian. You're just a non-exec nowadays. Rovers has some real money behind it these days.
Fuck off, you little twat.
Now, come on, boss. There's no need to be like that.
I'll fucking stick one on him in a minute, Colin.
Can I quote you on that, Brian?
I'll tell you what, I'll quote your fucking front teeth for you, son.
It's okay, boss. Now calm down. He's going now, aren't you?
Any last comment about the big press conference here on Thursday evening? Expecting any big announcements?
Press conference? What bloody press conference?
Ah, you didn't know. Maybe the new owner doesn't feel the need to fill you in, Brian.
On what?
On the fact that he's finally going to set foot at the club.
He's coming here Thursday?
That's right. Here to meet local councillors. Some bigwigs, oh, and guess who else?
Oh, surprise me.
Only Bobby Slade, that's who.
Never.
It's true. I met up with him yesterday for an exclusive interview.
He's not still playing.
Hardly, Brian. Still, I reckon his appearance might just shake up this fusty old club a bit. Signor Lambrini, a word. Mr. Lambrini. Sir.
What do you think he meant by that, boss?
Bobby Slade, eh? Back at Rovers. Oh, fancy that.
Bit before my time, boss.
Oh, you're a legend, Colin. A bloody legend.
You know, I've read all them old press cuttings.
Oh, you are Rovers through and through, Colin. If you'd bit him in half, he'd have had Rovers written through his core.
I know. I've heard all those endless stories. Rovers' answer to Georgie Best.
George Best? Pah. Couldn't have laced Bobby's boots on his day. Oh, aye, I can see him now, Colin. Storming down that wing. Blonde curls flowing in the wind. Oh, he'd twist, he'd turn, Colin, beat one man, beat two, three, pow! Into back of net like a bloody missile, Colin.
He were good then.
Oh, we were a bloody marvel, were Bobby. He was so handsome. He drove a brand new Ford Capri. Oh, the ladies worshipped him. He were a dreamboat, Colin, a dreamboat.
Yeah, sounds it. So what happened to him?
Oh, I sold him.
Sold him? Why?
Well, I had to, Colin. Well, we got relegated and Bobby was our only real asset. Well, he didn't want to go. He'd lived in this area all his life. Right opposite the ground in Park Street with his elderly man. Oh, I got good money for him, though.
So where did he go?
Fulham. And he went on to the Orient for a spell and finally Brentford. But he were never the same player down there, Colin. Never the same.
Didn't he ever come back?
Just the once. Couple of weeks after the transfer. Only to bury his man, like. Oh, it'll be wonderful to see him again. You know, catch up on old times.
Yeah, I'll bet he's really looking forward to seeing you again, boss.
Do you think so? Oh, I do hope so. It'd be really nice if we could sort of bury the hatchet, as it were.
Yeah, I'd be careful what you wish for if I were you.
Well, I've got an idea, Colin. An idea to get this club back as it should be. I'm thinking of asking Bobby to be our next manager.
Aren't you forgetting something, boss? We've got a manager, Luigi Lambrini.
Oh, forget Lambrini. Forget him. Do you really think he'll stay here if he gets us up, Colin? No. He'll be off like a fucking shot.
Well, he might, I suppose.
Of course he will. And Bobby Slade would be a very popular choice for the fans to replace him.
Yeah, but only if Lambrini does go.
Well, okay then. We'll just have to make sure he does resign then, won't we?
But how?
You, Colin, at training tomorrow, are going to drop it out in the dressing room that a well-known club are interested in him.
Who, boss? Who is it, boss? Burnley? Peterborough?
No one, Colin. It's just a ruse. We make him think there is, and then I tell him we won't let him go.
I don't get it, boss.
He'll think about it for a day or two, and then decide the only way to get out of his contract is to resign.
Brilliant. Oh, you're a bloody genius, boss. But what about our promotion?
Oh, fuck promotion, Colin. Getting my club back is all that bloody matters. Right, you, Colin, right. Well done. And I'll see you up in the office in a couple of hours, all right? Okay.
Hey, Diego, get closer, Yeah, the nut eating, go.
Hard at it, Mr. Lambrini.
Yes, and a go, and again, one or two.
Oh, the lads are looking great. Brilliant, in fact.
Slow, but we get there slow.
Oh, it's all down to you, Luigi. Your shrewd management.
Well, yes, maybe. I am very clever.
Oh, yes, I keep hearing such great things about you. Ah, you're a rising star, Luigi. Very much in demand.
Si, of course, sir.
Oh, we haven't had much of a chance for a chat, though, Luigi. Well, you've been so busy signing all these new players since you arrived here.
I see, yes, I'm busy, yes, I'm very busy.
Well, I hope you're settling in okay. Wathnell, it's a strange little place, and not to everybody's liking, I know, but we like it.
See, si, strange.
You're not staying in the town?
No, the Wathnell is not such a great town, I'm sorry to say. How you say it, the shithole. But I've heard nobody perfect.
Oh, it's not to your liking.
No, not like the sun and all the nightlife, you know. The clubs and the girls.
Well, there's not much of that kind of thing in Wathdale, I'm afraid.
No, not much.
There's bingo.
I don't like the bingo so much, Brian.
Fish and chips.
Well, Italy, I'm used to the four stars.
Why? Fine dining, eh? Wonderful wines. And all those beautiful waitresses.
See, exactly. The fine and the dining.
Oh, it's just a shame there's nothing like that here.
See, yes, a shame. It's a shame. Hey, Diego, faster. Keep it shorter. Hey, Brian, I ask you something, yes?
Oh, aye, Luigi, anything you like, lad, far away.
I'm a hear so talk, you know. The team there like the women together, yeah?
Oh, aye, yes. Bunch of big girls' blouses, we'd say.
See, the blouses. And they're saying that some club is ringing on the telephone, Brian.
Oh, yes, they call me all the time.
They say that maybe they are ringing about for me, that maybe they want me for to be some new manager.
Oh, my God, Luigi, I'm so sorry. I can't think how this could have possibly have got out.
Well, that's okay, Brian. You know, these things happen. Nobody perfect.
Well, I'm just so glad you feel that way, Luigi.
Only I was wondering, Brian, who is this club? Is he English, yes?
Oh, yes, but we don't want to discuss this now, Luigi. I mean, you're doing such a marvellous job here.
Of course. But on the other way, the club might could make good money on my contract, yes?
Oh, but this club doesn't want to lose you, Luigi. Oh, no, you're our future. We'd like you here for years to come. Years and years.
I realise this thing, Brian, and I want to stay, but I just ask you, where in the country?
Oh, it's just some London club.
London, really?
Well, I can't tell you. It's not Chelsea or Arsenal.
But the bigger club, see?
Oh, aye, much.
Just a name, Brian. For my vanity, yes. Nobody perfect, Brian. Nobody perfect.
Oh, I couldn't, Luigi. I mean, there's confidentiality and all that. But, well, seeing that you and I are now such good amigos, as it were, I could give you a little clue, I suppose. Suffice to say, it's not Buckingham Palace, but bloody close. Good day, Luigi. Keep up the good work.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ah, the trouble is, Mary, they've just no connection to the club. Not one of them lives here. All of them commute across the Pennines from Alderley Bloody Edge. I ask you, Mary, playing for a Yorkshire club and living in bloody Lancashire.
Oh, that'd be Cheshire.
Oh, well, right then, bloody Cheshire, Mary. Oh, it's just posh bloody Lancashire, that's all that is. Money, Mary. Fast cars and even faster young women. That's all they're interested in.
Ah, well, you're only young once, Mr. Puddle.
Wags, Mary. You've seen them at the club dues. With the perfect bronzed bodies and painted manicured nails. Backless, strapless and frontless, Mary. All of it there hanging out on public display. Poor Mrs. Puddle hardly knows where to put herself.
Ah, to be sure, they have such fashions these days.
Fashion, Mary? Fashion? Shocking, that's what I call it. Shocking. Did you know, Mary, there's even a woman, chairwoman, at one of the top London clubs these days?
I get away with it.
No, it's true. I met her once at a Football Association meeting. In a very tight white blouse.
Oh, yeah. Terrible, to be sure. Whatever next?
Exactly right, Mary. Why on earth would she want to do that, eh? Would you ever want to do something like that, Mary?
Oh, certainly not, Mr. Buttle. Only I'm not really sure I have the titties for it anymore, you know.
Not the bloody blouse, woman. The job, the job.
Oh, yes, sir. Of course, yes, sir. No, not me, no. Oh, I'm quite happy with the cleaning and the fetching and the carrying. All that kind of stuff.
And why wouldn't you, Mary? Why wouldn't you? What on earth would possess this woman to want to chair high-powered meetings and make executive decisions?
Oh, well, I wouldn't really know. Although I'd say it probably pays more, a lot more. Well, a damn sight more than minimum wage anyway, Mr. Buttle. Only, you see, the thing is...
Oh, well, let's not go there again, Mary, eh? Oh, you're beginning to sound like old record stuck in groove.
Yes, but it's just that...
Oh, that'll be calling. Oh, we've an important meeting, Mary. You'll have to run along, love, and go polish some silverware or something.
Well, what if we had any?
Yes, Mary, that's quite enough now. We'll see you later, love. All right, yeah, off you go.
Hey, wham, boss, how'd it go?
Oh, like a dream, Colin, like a dream. Oh, he thinks he's going to Crystal Palace. I wouldn't be surprised if he announces his resignation tonight.
Hey, but what if the new owner finds out what I'm doing?
He won't.
The fans won't like it. Lambrini's the most popular manager we've ever had. And we've had a few.
Bah, Lambrini. Don't worry, they'll soon forget about him.
But the fans love him, boss.
Fans. You know, all I ever hear about is what the bloody fans want.
But it's their club, boss.
Is it, fuck? It's a family club, Colin. My family. Passed down through generations. Handed down from father to son. And that's how it'll always bloody stay.
But you don't have a son, boss, or even a daughter.
I know that, Colin. I'm only 64 year old. There's time yet. I might trade Mrs. Buttle in for a younger model. Who's to say?
Oh, right.
Anyway, Colin, in some ways you're the son to me that I never had.
Oh, boss, I'm touched.
And so you should be, lad. Think about it. It's in your interest to help me drive this new owner out. Once we've had his money, of course. After that, well, I'm not going to be here forever.
Why? Where you going? Not Scunthorpe?
No, not bloody Scunthorpe, Colin. I mean, when I'm fucking dead.
Oh, dead?
Exactly. And just suppose, let's say, at the time you were my number two at the club, puts you in a very strong position, Colin. Very strong. Now help me on with this fucking necktie. I need to look my best for when Bobby Slade arrives.
This is my office. This is a fucking stinking pub cabin. A man of my culture and calibacy. And the refinement, yes, and the elegance in my Gucci suit. I don't like this place, this fucking Withnail. Since I come here, I don't even have one fuck. This is no good for Luigi, my big, hairy, manly balls, they go stale, see? Ah, but in London, as the great manager of the Palace Crystal, you get all the girls, Luigi. All of them. I get the proper desk, too, made Italian walnut with a carved Italian marble legs. Not of this sheet. I don't trust this Brian Bartle. He want to keep me here. I can't curse he see. He want to keep me, all right, Luigi. He want to keep you. Why don't I call this Palace Crystal? Speak the chairman, yeah? get my new job and out of this shithole.
Hello, Crystal Palace Football Club.
Hello, I speak to chairman, see?
Hello?
I'm a sweet lady, you are so lovely. A rose, a delicate, beautiful flower.
Who are you?
My name is Luigi Lambrini. Currently I'm employed with the Wheatnail. Your chairman, I think he's expecting my call. A very, very important call.
I see. Can you hold the line, please?
Hello? Yes, there's someone to speak to on line one. Mr. Lambrini. He's Italian, I think. He says he's with Nail. He says you're expecting his call. With Nail, that's what he says. No, he didn't mention any Monty. No uncles, anything like that. Yes. No. Oh, I see. Oh, well. Oh, you reckon he's a hoaxer? Okay, then. Well, I'll tell him to fuck off then, shall I?
Who's the big bird calling in the red dress?
I've no idea, boss. I've never seen her before.
Well, she's a fine-looking woman, I have to say.
Jeez, you're joking, aren't you, boss?
Oh, she's a fine pair of legs.
Oh, yeah, if you like them covered in thick black hair. She's got calves like a Ukrainian weightlifter.
Oh, she's a pretty face, though.
Are you mad? What about a broken nose and 6 o'clock shadow?
Oh, anyway, here's the bloody Italian. Where's the fucking owner?
Thank you. The beautiful ladies and gentlemen all.
Cocky bastard.
First, I had to regret that I regret the club owner cannot after la make it this evening tonight here. He is, as you say, tired of the way of with the business.
What? Bloody typical.
Yes, he is sending his big apology in his place. I want to introduce you all a Wheatnail legend.
Wheatnail? It's Wheatnail.
You shut your big mouth, Brian. I am the one who introduced the Wheatnail legend, the Mr. Barbie Slade. Only now he is Barbara. But nobody perfect, so the big applause once more, please, for the Barbara Slade.
Oh, my God, Colin. I can't believe it. Bobby Slade? A woman?
Aye. Bit of a shock is that, Gaffer?
Well, all I can think is it's got to be all this time in London. It must have turned his head somehow.
Yeah. Probably not all that's turned.
Yes, well, let's not go there, please, Colin, if you don't mind.
And finally, ladies and gentlemen, may I add some of this sad news? It's been very painful for me, the personal.
Here it is, Colin, lad. Here it is.
I'm regretting to say that this Saturday game will be my last for the Rovers. Yes, I feel that I've taken the Rovers as far as I can be taking the Rovers right now. You're understanding me.
So, are you going to offer Bobby, Barbara, the job? You know, as manager.
Oh, I don't know, Colin. I really don't. I mean, this changes everything. He's a bloody woman, for Christ's sake.
Ah, but he's still a legend, boss. hat, don't Shane?
No, I suppose you're right there, Colin. With the bunch of preening pussies we've got now, perhaps he's exactly the man for the job.
Well, there'd be plenty of press coverage.
True.
Overnight Rovers has become the most progressive club in the land.
Well, you're right there, Colin. You're dead right.
Well, we've had 12 different men in charge over the last 10 years. Hey, maybe we'd finally go places under a woman.
I tell you what, you've got it, Colin. Why the bloody hell not? It could work. I can see the headlines now, Colin. Transvestite leads Rovers to the championship. I mean, no offence, Bobby. I mean, Barbara.
Hey, I remember you.
Hey, boss. It's Bobby Slate. He's coming over. And he don't look too happy.
Oh, hello, Bobby, lad. You're looking really well.
Brian fucking Buttle. You still here? You're the bastard that put my mam in an early grave.
Oh, now let's not be hasty, Bobby. You and I, we've things to discuss, and I want to offer you a job.
You know I've waited 40 long years for this.
For what, Bobby? To manage Rovers?
Oh, yes. Oh, Bobby. Thank you, Bobby. So nice to see you again.
Hey, Barbara, it's a mad turner now.
Oh, Colin, he's put the boot in.
You like that?
Hey, come on now.
Are you a liar to me, Brian?
Oh, never, Luigi, no. Not me, no.
You see, I ring the palace crystal, Brian. Ah, Luigi Lambrini crawl on my fecking belly to them like a little worm. I humiliate myself because of your brand and your sick games. I no stand this fucking weakness. I quit this job, Brian. I'll go back home to Italy to my mama's warm bosom.
Don't go, Luigi. You can't go, you're a fucking manager. Come back. Luigi. Bobby, don't go. Come back, Bobby. We can work things out, Bobby, please. Bobby.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.